Okay, good evening. So, as advertised, the shiur tonight follows along with the Daf Yomi cycle, and I'm going to choose out something from the week to discuss in the Monday night shiur. So, today actually was the beginning of a new parak in Daf Yomi. It was the beginning of parak Shloisha Sha'achlu, which discusses the halachas of Zimun, making a Zimun. We're very accustomed to it. We're very accustomed to sitting down with a group of people. You have a group of people sitting down to eat. At the end of the meal, you have one person who does the zimun. What does he do? He says, Rabbi Sayyid Nevarech, Rabbi Sayyid Mevel Benchim, whatever phrase he's used to, but he ultimately invites people to come bench with him. Now, just by way of introduction to what this is, we don't really do this anymore. The Mishnah Berurah actually discusses why not, but it used to be much more commonplace that one person would bench and other people would follow along with him, and they would be yetzu with his bench. And Mishnah Berurah tells us not to do it. And he writes this in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. I didn't put it on the sheet, but he ultimately writes, Af de medina haya yaiser nachin chi yishma masubin kalbrech samazim epiya mezamin hu yaitzim birchasei ba'atzim la yivarchu klal mekomokayim ba'avor shemotze ba'avoneseinu harabim hamasubin masichim daitim v'enu mechavdim l'divri yivarch klal v'nimtze shechasem birchas samazim klal. What he writes is that even though the best thing to do would be to have one person make the Berachas HaMazon and everyone follows along with him, but apparently even in the times of the Chafetz Chaim when he's writing the Mishnah Berurah, people's attention span was starting to decrease, and I think over the past 50 to 100 years, our attention span has severely decreased. And if you have someone space out in the middle of benching or check his phone, check his email, send a text message, he misses part of the Berachas HaMazon, he ultimately lost out on benching. So what we do now is everyone benches by themselves. But the idea of Zimun would be you have a group of people sitting together, and one person would tell the group, come, let's bench together. They'd come together, and they would respond, and ultimately he would bench, and he would have them in mind. That was the concept. That is the concept of Zimun. So the parak begins describing such a scenario by saying Shloisha Sha'achlu Ka'achas, three people are eating together. This is source number one on your curriculum. Shloisha Sha'achlu Ka'achas, Chayavim Lezamein, three people eat together, they are mechuyav to make a zimun. Now, the Mishnah lists off a bunch of questionable foods which can be eaten. And the first half of the list are foods which, even though they should not be eaten, nevertheless, if one eats them, he can be included in a zimun. But in the second line, which is underlined, achal tevel, person ate food, which did not have proper trumas and maestras. The proper tithings were not taken off. All the different maestras that were supposed to be taken off, which were not properly done, he ate that. This whole list of people you cannot include in your zimun. So the first half of the list is talking about people who ate something which was a forbidden food. It was machalos asuris. It was something they were not allowed to eat. The halacha is they cannot be included in the zimun. So if someone goes to work and he sits down at the cafeteria, at the lounge in the office, and he sits down with a coworker, a Jewish coworker who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and he eats food which is not kosher, he cannot say to him, listen, you know, why don't you just join along with us, we'll make a zimun, and he'll say, Rabbi Samuel Velen mentioned, and the person will follow along with the transliterated sitter and say, you know, Yehi Shem Hashem Varach, and they can't do that, because if his food is not kosher, he can't be included in a zimun. What's the reason for this? Rashi on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which is in a few days from now, is the Yom that we'll get to. Rashi explains the reason why it can't be done is because the pasuk in Tehillim says "Baitzeah Barach Nietz Hashem," referring to someone who stole something and ate it. A person who steals something, he cuts it open and he makes a bracha to Hashem. It's an abomination. It's disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea of a bracha is that we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing for us the food that we're eating. But here a person stole it, and he steals it, and he goes ahead and makes a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, frankly, is just not interested in such a bracha. Such a bracha does not interest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who went ahead and stole something and ate it. So that's the idea. Rashi explains that's why when someone eats something which is a forbidden food, he cannot be included in a zimun because the bracha should not be made in the first place. So this brings us to some very interesting cases that can come up, which would be similar to this.
But this is is for benching.
For benching, correct. The same thing is true. The same thing is true. For benching, the first bracha rishon and bracha achron is the same. Person would not bench on it either. And it happens to be we'll get to it. But the bottom line is that a person makes a bracha in such a scenario, person went ahead. Imagine that. Person sits down and he eats a big cheeseburger. Big, fat, delicious cheeseburger. He fills himself up. It's delicious. And he says, thank you so much, Hashem, for this delicious. I can't believe how wonderful this meal was. Kadosh Baruch Hu was not really very excited about that meal that you just ate. He would have been much happier if he would have eaten a kosher meal. So the bracha is not a bracha that he should be making. So that's the idea. The Mishnah writes, three people eat together. They have to make a zimun. If one person ate food which was not kosher, he cannot be included in the zimun. You're welcome to join us, Meshi. If a person ate food which is not kosher, he can't be included in the Zimun. That's the halacha. Now, in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Tzadik Vav, I wrote the whole Simin, pretty much wrote out the whole Simin for you over here, but he discusses, first of all, as follows. The first Sif, he writes, Achal Dvar Isser Afal Pi She'en Li Asel Medrabanon, Ein Mezamner Lov, Ein Mevarchan Lov, Lebetchil, Lebetseif. Person eats food which is forbidden, He eats machlayas asuris. He is not included in the zimun. Now, in the next case, there's something which is very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Achol dvar iser b'makim sakana mevarchan lo." What if a person, for health reasons, needs to eat nevela? For whatever reason it is, I'm not going to go into any medical explanations as to why a person would have to eat nevela. But for whatever reason it is, a person needs to eat something which is not kasher. Halacha is mevarchan lo. He makes a bracha. He can't be included in the zimun. Sif Gimel gets to a very interesting case. This gets to a case where it's not objectively aser. You have shloisha sha'achlu ka'acha, three people ate together. Echad nizhar mipas oivet kechavim, ve'echad enay nizhar. One person is careful not to eat what we call pas palter, bread which is baked by a non-Jewish baker. Without getting into all these halachas that came up in Maseches of Avodah Zarah, it's been discussed here a number of times, but the halacha is a person is not allowed to eat bread which is baked by a non-Jewish baker. But when it comes to a professional baker who's baking bread commercially, there is a very strong leniency with regard to those halachas. Nevertheless, there are plenty of people who are machmer not to eat it. It's a good chumrah, and during Asher Esmei Tshuva, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, that everyone should be machmer on it. So the bottom line is, you have two people sitting down to eat, and this is commonplace. You have people sitting down to eat, one person's eating a meal, which is perfectly 100% glatt kosher, and a person is eating another meal, which is also perfectly 100% glatt kosher, but there is a chumrah not to eat it. Okay, so you have a person sits down to eat, one person has bread, which is baked by a Jewish baker, another person has bread which he picked up in the local supermarket, which is baked by a non-Jewish baker. Now, person A is makbid not to eat the paspalta, the bread baked by a non-Jewish baker. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Oy, echad mehen kayein, v'eichel chalais, afal pisha oyesesh nizhar, eini yachal lechal oyesesh eini nizhar, v'lo yisrael ma kayein, kivin sh oyesesh eini nizhar yachal lechal ma nizhar, v'kayein im yisrael mitzdarfin. Says the Shulchan Aruch something very interesting. Even though person A, who's machmir not to eat pas palter, cannot eat from the second person's meal, the opposite is not true. The person who is mekel and he eats pas palter, he could take part in the other person's meal. So there is a kvias, there is a setting over here of eating where there is a cohesion, a group of people who are eating, because the bottom line is, even though person A won't share with person B will share with person A. So that's the lumdus, why he can eat together. Now they can make a zimun together. Now, just by as a side note, one of the key things to have in order for there to be a zimun is that shleisha sha'achlu ka'achas, three people eat together. There has to be some form of eating together. If three people are eating independent meals and they're not at all eating together, they would not make a zimun together. So now, if by definition they're not eating together because I won't share from you and you won't share from me, so they were not together. But if it's only a chumrah, which one person is makbid on, the other person is not, So then, even though from the machmir person, he can't eat from the other person's meal because he's makbid on pas Yisrael, the other person can eat from him, so therefore they can be included in the Zimun. Now, this brings us to something very, very interesting. In Mishneh Brura, he quotes, I believe it comes from a Magen Avraham, in Tess. It's the last part that's underlined on this in this section. Kasva Paiskin, the Paiskin wrote, Duhu adin kisha echad eichel chalav, aygivina, vashnayim basar. One person is eating a grilled cheese for lunch. Two people are having a hamburger for lunch. They're obviously not eating their meal together because you can't share the meal. So now the question is, they all finish the same time, they all want a bench. Can they make a zimun? Says the Mishneh Brura, mitzdarfin. Yes, they can make a zimun. They could combine with each other. Why sha'aychal gvina, the person who's eating cheese, hare yachal lechal milachmam. Afal pishu meluchluch bebasar, imikaneach piv, if he'll wipe out his mouth, v'yidachenu, and he will clean it by drinking something. What's the halach with regard to waiting between cheese and meat? All person, halachically, all he has to do is wash his hands, rinse out his mouth, eat something, and he could eat meat. There are those who have a chumrah to wait a little bit of time, but ultimately it's not me'ikar adin. So this person who has his grilled cheese could finish his grilled cheese, eat something, have a bag of potato chips, have a slice of bread, and then have a drink, and then he could have the hamburger. So since he's allowed to do that, ultimately he can be included with their meal. They can't be included with his meal because once they ate their hamburger, they can't now eat grilled cheese another 6 hours, which is not going to be part of the same meal. But the Mishneh Brura ultimately passes this in that case. So you have a very interesting case over here where a person, your three people are eating together. You know, the halacha, there is a chiyah for them to have some type of hekar between the two of them, so they shouldn't share their meal. But this person who ate the grilled cheese sandwich is able to be mitzdarif with them because the food that he's eating does not isolate him from their meal. So it's considered enough that they're close enough together. This is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In a tshuva by Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Sefer Tshuvas Van Haggis, that's in source number 5, he deals with something very interesting. And this is something which perhaps we could talk about in and of itself, the whole topic, but machine matzah versus hand matzah. This is a highly debated topic amongst the Paiskim. And it's interesting. We find, in at least I think in most circles, hand matzah is considered to be muhudar. It's considered to be something which is better than machine matzah. So there are certain people who will only eat, throughout the entire Pesach, they'll only eat hand matzah. Hand matzah, which is made by hand, it's mixed by hand, it's rolled by hand, it gets the perforations by hand, it goes into the oven by hand, everything is done by hand, careful, human touch on every single matzah. Others say exactly the opposite, that you, when you're making handmade matzah, you have, you're subject to human error. When things can get slowed down, there could be a mistake, things cannot be perfectly as clean as possible. Machines don't make mistakes. Machines operate exactly the way they're programmed, and therefore, using machine matzah might be better. This is a highly debated topic, and it goes back and forth, a svara this way, a svara that way, but ultimately, I think probably the most common minug is that people eat both, right? They eat both. No one considers either one of them to be chametz, and they'll eat both. This is a preference by some people. Ramesha Sternbach has the following shaila. You turn over the page. You have two people who are sitting and eating at one table. This person eats matzah baked machine matzah. This person eats hand baked matzah. Comes to Birkas HaMazon, they want to make a zimun. They should not be able to be mitzdarif. Why? Shebeshochan arachayim, the sim we just read, meforesha filu echad nizmi pas akum, vasheni loy, enim mitzdarif from lezim, kol zman sheshnei makbidin, lelech lechem yasheni. He's pointing out something very important. Shochan arach, it said they can be mitzdarif because the person who eats the pas palter has no problem eating the other person's meal. But what if we have a very interesting case? What if we have a case where that person's makbid not to eat the other person's meal? Why would that be? Let's just think up a case. Person A is eating He's makbid. He only eats. I don't know if this even makes sense to have such a scenario. But a person A is makbid to only eat pas Yisrael, but he'll eat chalav stam. Right? He's not makbid on chalav Yisrael. So he has a grilled cheese sandwich, Rosendorf loaf of bread, but he uses some Miller's cheese to make himself a grilled cheese sandwich. The other person says, I have no problem buying a loaf of bread in Trader Joe's, which is not pas Yisrael. He buys the loaf of bread and he eats chalav Yisrael. So now each person won't eat the other person's sandwich. Person A won't eat person B's sandwich because he used pas palter. Person B won't eat the other person's sandwich because he ate chalav stam. So now, such a case, the Shulchan Aruch would agree, you can't make a zimun. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, it would stand to reason that if each person feels strongly about his matzah, that I think you're only allowed to have machine matzah, and I think you're only allowed to have hand matzah, then we can make a zimun together. And ultimately, he goes at the end of the tshuva. That's how he comes out. But he says it's not so likely that you have such strong hakpada on both sides. And he writes at the end, the last part of Alkei Nira, Lamaisa Shabayfin Shekal Echad Makbid Lechal Matzah Shalay Dafka. In a case where a person is makbid to only eat his matzah, Shemidama Shematzoysev Haim Hamam Hudaran Beyeser, Velo Yechal Be Pesach Beshem Eifem Mishal Acher. He believes, my matzah is the only matzah that's good. Yesh Lachshach Shem Estafim Leziman. Perhaps they can't make a Ziman. Now this can get wild. Because you go, I mean, we don't have this so much over here. We go to Eretz Yisrael, you have people who have this hakpada on their matzahs. They'll only eat matzahs from this bakery. And they'll only eat matzah from the Taner Risha in the first time the oven was used that day in the matzah. And they'll only use it if it was Rechayim Shalyad. And they'll only use this long list of, a checklist of different things that they have to make sure the matzah is kosher. Anything short of that, won't eat it on Pesach. Now you have someone who has a different list of chumras, and you won't eat the other person's matzah. You get yourself together to have a matzah party on Pesach. Perhaps you won't be able to make a zimun.
My assumption is most of these people don't eat together.
Right, most people won't eat together on Pesach. But let's say one person's wife invited the other person's wife, and now she schlepped him along, so he came to the meal with his own matzah because he won't want to eat the other person's matzah, and that's all he ate the whole meal because he won't eat the food that they make on Pesach. He doesn't mish. So he comes to the meal, he chomps on his own matzah, now it's time to bench. So the person says, I want to be mechaber you. You seem like a very chashev person. You want to eat my matzah? I want to be mechaber you with benching. He'll have to say, excuse me, I'm sorry. Moshe Sternbach says we can't make a zimun together. I hope you have three other people besides for me. But he says, v'im echad oichel matzahs mechonos yad, v'gam yad, a person eats machine matzah. And hand matzah, v'asheni oichel rak yad. The other person will eat hand matzah. Then mechabdim bezimanus oichel matzahs mechana dafka. You, the person who is more liberal and will eat either one of the matzahs, he gets to be the one to be the mezamin. Now this leads us to another question. Rav Moshe was asked this question. The tshuva appears in Arachayim and Igros Moshe chelak dalet simin samach tes. And over there he was asked the following question. The question he was asked was, a person arrived really, really late to Shalosh Shudas. Now this person came even Hasidish late. He came really, really late to Shalosh Shudas. Now the halacha is, a person is not supposed to wash after Shkia. You have a little bit of wiggle room, and the Shabura gives a lot of wiggle room, but ultimately your Moshe doesn't like that going so much. But ultimately the bottom line is, a person comes late to Shalosh Shudas, he's not supposed to eat. Because it's ready, he gives man to make Havdalah, and before making Havdalah, he's not supposed to eat. So this person should not be eating by Shalosh Shudas, but there were 9 people who were there by Shalosh Shudas, and they wanted to have a zimun of 10 people. So they gave this person a cup of wine to drink. The question was, now they realize you shouldn't have drank the wine, because it was after Shkia, it was too late, and you shouldn't have drank it. The question was, they had just recently learned in Daf Yomi, that if you eat something which you're not allowed to eat, you can't be included in the Zimun. Now here comes the question, was this person, is the fact that this person drank this kosher wine at a time that was forbidden for him to drink the wine, would that disqualify him from being in the Zimun? And they would not be able to say, Nevarech Lelekenu. They'd be able to say, Nevarech Shechal Mishalai, but they have to leave it Lelekenu. That was the question that came to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe ultimately paskins, and this is a big chiddush, and I have a bit of a problem with this tshuva, and I can't really understand it. And well, I'll say the tshuva as Rav Moshe writes it, and I'll explain my kasha afterwards. Rav Moshe writes that the people who gave him the cup of wine to drink certainly were not trying to trick him. Because we're not talking, and this is a very important rule to acknowledge. Generally speaking, when we're dealing with a halacha shaila, we're not dealing with people who are malicious, you know, people who are trying to find ways to circumvent the halacha. We're not talking about people who are doing things wrong. If you're dealing with people who are deliberately doing things wrong, that's not really makom for a shaila. They shouldn't be doing that. We see all the time, atu b'rishiyaskin, and we're talking about evil people. We're talking about somebody over here. They made a mistake. So they didn't realize that they shouldn't have given him the wine. And likewise, he didn't realize he should drink it. Says Rav Moshe, since he drank it b'shegeg, this is similar to a case where a person eats something which is not kosher for health reasons. If a person has a health reason which requires him to eat something which is not kosher, that we saw earlier in Shulchan Aruch, this already appeared in source number 3, in Sif Beis and Sif Kuf Tzadik Vav, im achal dvar is b'makim sakon mevarchim alav. If a person eats something because he has no choice, you include him in the Zima. Says Ramesha, Vaday hu shoygig me'achar shenosnu loy samach alayu. They gave it to him. He relied on them. Shemistama mutter, he thought it was mutter to drink it. The kivin chaya shoygig yesh lezamin alav. Since he was a shoygig, he did it by mistake, he could be included in the Zimun. Darei b'achilas iser mamish nami sever hataz. By achilas iser mamish, the taz is of the opinion, de kamay de mevarchim ba'achal, b'makam sakana kach mezamin amish achal iser b'shoygig kosh kem bezeh. The Taz, he quotes the Taz as saying that just like you can include someone who ate Isser, you could also include somebody who ate something by mistake. And he goes on to explain that it's called an einus the fact that he didn't know that it was wrong. And the lashon that he uses is the Taz actually uses it earlier. But the bottom line is, Ramesha says since he was a shegeg, you can include him in the Zimun. The problem that I have with this is that is not what the Taz says. The Taz does not say that. As a matter of fact, if you look clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz in Sif Katan Hay. It's not underlined, but if you look in source number 4 in Sif Katan Hay, Dvar Isser, Afilu Achal Isser Dai Raisa B'makam Sakana, a person ate Chazer. But Makam Sakana, he had to eat it. Kigayim epnei chayli vatam the kibin de sakana who had terek achal. Since it's a sakana, it's mutter for him to eat it. Va'ad rabba mitzvah kavet l'hatzal nafshay. You could exceed a chay bohem. Now he writes mitzdarfin. Afal pi shekol echad oicha mikikaroi. One second, I'm sorry. Go back to Dalad now. V'loi besayif. Afilum acha kadeh sviya. This is going back. And a person who ate Advar Isser. Here, a person ate something which is asr by mistake. And he remembered after he finished eating it. He could bench because it was by mistake. This is not disgusting to Hashem. You know why? Because when he ate it, he thought it was kosher. He thought it was fine. Elo dil inyan zimon afilu b'shoygig ein lezamin. When it comes to Zimun, you can't include him in the Zimun. Why? Tachilas Isser Lechashiva Kviyas. In order for there to be a Zimun, you have to have a permanent setting of eating where they sit themselves down to eat. Now clearly, and I checked the Taz. The Taz says it clearly like this. Mishnah Berurah is right. There's a difference between whether or not you're allowed to bench and whether or not you're included in the Zimun. So the fact that he ate a b'shegeg says, yes, he could bench. He could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him a delicious meal. The same thing would be true with this person. If it comes to benching on his wine, yes, he would bench. He would make a bracha on the wine. But to include him in the Zimun, you need to have a kvius. You don't have a kvius, an established meal, an established setting of eating stuff, which are iser. You eat it quickly, you put it down, and done. You do what you have to do, but you're not convey yourself as a group of people eating. So I find it to be a pliatsuma. Rav Moshe quotes the Taz as saying that Not only could you bench, you could also include him in the Zimun, and therefore Ramesha says you could include this person who drank the wine in the Zimun, that they could say Nevarach L'Elokeinu, but that's not what Taz says. The Taz doesn't say that. Taz says he could be included in the he's allowed to make a, he's allowed to bench, but the Taz clearly says he can't be included in the Zimun. So I'm not sure what to do with this Ramesha. Perhaps I'm just misunderstanding something, which is very likely the case. But ultimately, Ramesha says if a person ate something at a time that he should not have eaten it, but it was b'shegeg, it's fine. He can be included in the Zimun. Case in point, a person drinks or eats after Shkia, very far after Shkia by Shal HaShittas, he can be included in the Zimun. And if he's the third man, he would make the Zimun. If he was the tenth man, he would add in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. However, it does seem that the place where Ramesh is coming from, the Taz, does not seem to support that opinion. All right, we'll stop here.